All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
At Barry is funny is here. At the producer, Nick is here. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank. That's at Cody underscore Stutes on Twitter. Welcome to the fray, sports mappers.
Nice.
I didn't do it as good as he did.
No, it was a valiant effort.
Yeah. Just, you know what? It's about the effort, not the execution.
That's right.
You know?
Joel is naturally louder than you. That's why it's just not the same.
He
projects.
He doesn't need a microphone.
You can hear him
very
through
loud.
Cement walls. Very loud very individual. Loud.
Yeah. Who's louder, Joel or Patrick?
Patrick, without a doubt.
Oh, God, yeah.
Without a
when
doubt.
When I was working on Fred's audiobook, which is available now at GalMediaPublishing.com.
Mm-hmm. Well done by you, by the way.
There were different times where we maybe had to schedule separate times from when Patrick was in the building.
Really?
To make sure that we didn't get Patrick bleeding over into the audiobook.
I believe that.
I totally believe that.
It's legit.
Yeah. The rumors are true.
Yeah.
He does not need a microphone, and he could broadcast to the entire city.
Super Bowl Radio Row, we heard two voices, Stephen A. Patrick Creighton.
That's it.
Stephen A. That's...
It would be a run for your money to who would be louder.
Can you... Oh, put Creighton on First Take. Get Kellerman out of there.
Oh, my God.
Put Creighton and Stephen A. on there.
Just call it yelling. Don't even call it just hollering.
Patrick... Just... I've gotten into it with Patrick before. Patrick has this unique ability to just stare at you when you're face-to-face yelling at him. And he can take it. He just takes it and takes it and takes it. And you just get more angry because you're like, at some point you're supposed to break. Like, at some point that's supposed to hurt your feelings. And he's just like,
nothing.
Yeah, is that it? Is that all you got?
That's all you got.
Okay, all right.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. See, oh, look, there's Antonio as the hippo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that a good look weird. For him.
Why are they freaking out? No, not a good look at all.
No.
That's weird. What a dumbass show. I don't know what's dumber, that or that stupid ass... talent show with judges from all over the world. Have you seen that
one? Oh, yeah, they're doing like the worldwide.
Who cares? Yeah. I mean, America's Got Talent, I'm kind of like, okay, because they'll put some comedians over.
Yeah.
Just none of that, though. I mean, you think about this. They basically took high school talent shows and put them on TV. This would be like if they just had Field Day on ESPN or something. This would be like... Oh, we're going to have some sack races and the monkey bars and a turkey trot. Like, this is ridiculous. This is just a high school talent show. That's all this is. I can't stand any of the shows. They're ridiculous.
Oh, that's great.
And they're all scripted, by the way. Even America's Got Talent, very scripted.
Really?
Yeah, very scripted.
That's unfortunate.
You could tell because I was watching it this season for Huggins because Andy Huggins was on. And I remember recording it and trying to get through because he wasn't exactly sure when his episode was going to air.
Yeah.
And he couldn't tell anybody. So we were watching for a while. And I just remember watching this thinking, God, this is all planned. It's really obvious. But I just, it's whack. A couple texts before we keep moving. Sure. Tell Nick to stop being a sissy. Drink until you're ready to go to Vegas. And then stop drinking like a real man when you get back. So there's that.
Why can't I just stop drinking before and after?
Don't get angry.
I'm not. I'm asking, why can't I stop drinking before and after?
I'm just reading the text, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Nick's plan. I'm sorry. I should read it as written. Next plan sounds like something Chevy Chase would come up with in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation. And then they sent in another text.
You know what?
Asterisk Nick.
I kind of like that movie.
I tried to watch Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
This past Christmas. It was on AMC, and it was the bleeped out commercial version. Sucked.
You can't
watch those movies unless you're watching the originals.
AMC throws Goodfellas on a bunch.
Yeah.
You can't watch it on regular TV.
Nope.
The Departed, they cut out like half the movie.
They have to.
Yeah.
We got corrected. Trouble was the game with the dice bubble. So of all the stuff we've gotten wrong today, it was Trouble.
What does Sorry use? How do you move in Sorry?
I think you just roll the dice. Maybe. And then you do the little pegs. Count those up.
I thought Trouble was the pigs. I can't remember.
I think none of it. It's not like pegs. It's like almost like a chess piece in Sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like the red and blue and yellow, and yeah, they look yeah. almost like a chess piece.
I thought you slid in Sorry. Oh, yeah, you slide in Sorry. You actually move yeah. like pegs in Trouble.
I think that's the case.
Maybe.
Or was the pegs life? Or was life
the life
a
was the cars. Okay. You put the little kids in the back.
The pegs in the car?
Yeah, the pegs
God,
in the
car. God, we're losers.
Yeah.
The best way to go is high roll and penny slots. You get drinks for days.
Nobody comes to the penny slots enough for my liking.
It's just not enough.
Just not enough. It's like, and by the way, you can lose some cash on the penny slots.
What?
You can lose.
Is it because you're like, you know what? Just bet it all.
Bet max. And then you realize that you're betting 360 pennies a spin.
Which is how much, Nick?
$3.60.
We always test this math.
Oh, there you go.
Good job, buddy.
Well played, sir.
Yeah.
Well played.
I was like.
2 times 4.
Right?
Hey.
Okay.
Why did that take you so long?
Because I had to turn my mic on.
Your mic was on. I was watching you the whole time. I never saw you reach for it one time. You can do coins, but you can't do just basic straight arithmetic.
Ooh, we used in middle school. We used to play like a flashcard game. Like you stand up next to the kid's desk. The teacher throws a flashcard up. Whoever gets the answer first,
right,
gets to keep moving.
Were you good at that?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say we'll put you up against Nick right now. I'll make some flashcards at the break. I'll make some flashcards at the break, and we'll go at it.
No, I was terrible at it. But you always knew, like, all right, the class period's about to end. I hope that they get to my desk because maybe I'll get this one. And then class is over, and the winner got like a Coke or something.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
You know, he's your last person standing, and you're like, ooh, maybe. They're kind of taking out the numbers. You're like, it goes this fast.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
she can't count.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
Did you, New Year's Eve, you were out, right?
I was.
Did you kiss anybody?
Nope.
No? What about you, Cody?
I did.
You did?
Went to a concert.
What was his name?
No, it was my girlfriend.
All right, just
my
checking.
Girlfriend. She's female.
Okay. Why'd you make the air quotes when you said that?
There was no air quotes. Nope. She listens. You're going to get me in trouble now.
No, I am.
You're
going
to get me in trouble.
I know. Nick's you read me her text earlier.
Nick knows she's a real person.
Her.
Yeah. Is she?
Super nice guy.
Why do you have his back right now?
Because he said she's listening.
He's a fill-in. Me and you, part of the team. He's just, you're supposed to, we're ganging up on him, Nick.
Okay, let's do that next
God,
segment.
No, it's too late now.
A swing and a miss. There's three strikes.
But yes, I was lucky enough to kiss someone at midnight.
Good. Did you film it?
No.
Okay. So, lucky for you, well, I guess lucky for Nick, I kissed my wife, but I had to wake her up. She was sound asleep, 12:04. I'm like, oh, hey, Happy New Year's. She told me to get out. That was what she said. Leave me alone. Get out of the room. Which is still better than what happened to this dude. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a guy on New Year's who was on TV trying to kiss a chick, and she stone-faced him. Like, she literally, and he committed, I don't even know what channel it was, all right? I don't know where.
So I did some research on this.
Okay, because you were excited about this, to talk about it, right?
This is a Dutch television station.
Okay.
So this is over at, I get this messed up so often.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is in the Netherlands.
Okay.
They speak Dutch, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, so this is the Netherlands. I always get the Netherlands and Denmark mixed up.
Really? I always mess up Sweden and Switzerland.
Which one are the Danes?
That would be Denmark.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right. I don't know.
They're basically the same
thing. I'm moving to agree. Just white people that need a
and
tan.
And then Finland's north.
That's what they are.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's
Dutch television.
Okay.
This is clearly New Year's Eve.
Right.
They're both watching the clock.
And there's a camera in the dude and the chick's face at the same time. And I guess they hit New Year's right when the camera gets there. He turns and looks at her. And he doesn't just try to steal a little, like a little peck. He closes his eyes, opens his mouth like a baby bird waiting to be fed by a mama bird, cocks the head to the side about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, somewhere in there, and then moves in for the kiss. And she doesn't realize for half a second what's going on. She's like, do I need CPR right now? I don't know what's happening. And then when she does figure it out, she just backs up. It is the best.
So she doesn't actually extend her arm.
No, she doesn't Heisman him.
Oh, okay.
But she might as well have. Like, it would have probably been less embarrassing if she would have just tapped him on the shoulder or the chest and be like, back up. You can't. I don't want
that. She went from, like somebody tells you a joke and you don't quite understand it at first and your face is kind of like, huh?
Confused.
And then she was like, oh, no, he's going in for it. And then he leans in and then she eventually goes like, she eventually does the, I just smelled a fart face. Like,
it is the best. Like, they're looking. They're like, oh, we're on TV. And he, and then my favorite part is that he reaches for her mouth. You ever seen a fish?
He gets pretty close.
You ever seen a fish, like, trying to grab food underwater? Like, he looks like a little guppy. He's, like, he's nipping it like fish food. And she's smooth, though. Like, she's, if she could be, like, a ninja or a karate expert. Because everything just misses by, like, a half inch. Like, it's just, like, she's dodging, like, Matrix style. She's dodging kisses. It was the best, dude. It was like, first of all, if I'm that dude's friend, I am never, you might as well just not, you need a new set of friends. Because I'm clowning you until you die.
Shirts, mugs.
With a picture right there with your mouth open trying to guppy kiss this chick.
I'll tape an iPad to my chest and we'll just play the video over and over.
New ugly Christmas sweater with a video on it. Oh my God. Absolute best. We need to tweet that out.
You know,
we need to get the link.
You know who she kind of looks like?
Who?
She kind of looks like, imagine the girl from Dirty Dancing, but blonde.
Yes.
Yeah?
And then at the very last second, the look that she gives him was like, are you serious?
I can't believe you tried that.
Did you really try to kiss me, you dumbass?
That is, that, you know, that dude was in the friend zone, and he's like, this is it.
He's like, I'm going in. No one says no on New Year's except her. That's awesome.
And then, I mean, if you find the tweet, just don't go read the mentions. It's just a toxic element of society. Is it?
Now I want to read.
Or she didn't give consent! And then one guy's like, she looked like she liked it! Like, stop. Stop. You people sign off. Log out.
I gotta go retweet this. Oh my gosh, this is so good.
He's at Barry is Funny. That's at the producer, Nick. I'm at Cody _ Stutes. In for at Pac-Man Joel. It's the usual suspects. On ESPN 97.5, Sports Bet 94.1.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank. Barry is here. Nick Sciarra is here. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. You got Facebook. Yeah, we're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
How often do you go back through your memories on that day?
I usually don't. Yeah. They'll post them. Like, there was a stupid-ass video I had from 3 years ago where I posted something about putting up Christmas for the year and how sad I was. And I was like, did I really make this dumbass video? So I usually, like, I always, whatever I make at the time, I think is the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next year I see it and I'm like, that was the dumbest idea I ever had. Why? I hate it. So
they,
I don't, yeah.
They let me do that?
Like, yeah. Exactly. Why don't I do that? So I don't like those.
I have one and I don't know why. 7 years ago, I am more than likely the most refined chicken wing eater you will ever see.
That was your whole. That was it. You're the most reduced. Eat them with your pinky up? What are you doing?
No, I only use three fingers in my right hand. I only use my index, my middle, and my thumb. And that's those are the only.
Like you're an Italian.
Right. Like I was telling you something back in the day.
That's the chicken wing.
Right.
Okay.
And that's it. Those are the only three fingers that
you
use.
So you don't go double and hold it?
No. I don't eat anything with two hands.
What?
Corn on the cob, maybe.
You know, like one on top of the other?
Not, no.
You know you're supposed to eat it that long ways, right? You're not supposed to.
You need to hold both sides of the corn on the cob and eat the side.
I thought you meant you like stacked them and then went vertical. You just got to go horizontal on corn on the cob.
No, I do the horizontal corn on the cob. Don't okay. worry.
And make sure you bring it to your mouth. Don't go down and get it.
No.
Okay, just checking. I'm just checking. I don't know. You don't use two hands on a banana?
No.
Just checking.
Hot dogs, one hand. Corn dogs, one hand.
I'm just checking. That's good. You don't eat like fried chicken with two hands?
One hand.
What?
I don't.
Not a wing, like a actual piece of fried chicken.
You know, if it's a big piece of fried chicken that's not a drumstick,
right.
You do need two hands.
Well, even a drumstick, I'll...
No, a drumstick's perfect. You just grab it with your three fingers.
You're a savage. That was, by the way...
It works.
God, did we get that on video? That was the best. I wish we could save a video sound, of like, you know, like we do drops with audio, audio.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, I don't know why I tweeted that out. Facebook.
So you're just out here, just one hand in. Now, do you put a wing in each hand and do it?
No.
Where you got two going, like a assembly line?
No, just one.
Just one hand. One hand, one wing. You might be the most refined chicken wing eater I've ever met.
Yeah, and I don't get any sauce outside my mouth either.
How?
Because I'm the most refined chicken wing eater you've ever seen.
You just swallow it whole? Or is it cartoon style where you just and you pull it out and it's just, a bone? Like they did a fish back in the day?
Yeah.
That's how you are? You just, it's just clean?
Just, yeah, sure.
Man, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
That's
quite
impressive.
The talented individual.
Can suck a lot of meat off the bone, man. That's good for you.
Why don't you tell me about licking high school?
Oh, speaking of, huh? Yeah, Demetrius just sent me this damn tweet. It's, and the headline says, high school basketball team uses triplets to swap free throw shooters. So in the middle of a game, somebody got fouled. Wrong guy goes to the line. And this happened at Licking High School. I'm guessing this is Texas. Licking has to be in Texas. But my question is this. So, I mean, the whole story is basically they have video proof of it, but these triplets are playing on the same team. One of them gets fouled. He's obviously the crappy free throw shooter amongst the three. So the better of the three goes to the line, takes the shots. No one notices. They can't be wearing the same number. How does that happen? Like, I get they look alike, but they all have on a different number.
I mean,
how is that possible?
Did they huddle and then like everybody group around and kind of switch jerseys real quick? Or
no, they just the wrong guy just walks to the free throw line and starts shooting free throws.
This high school,
yeah,
you're
Licking
how does
high
that
school.
Happen?
I'm sure somebody listening does this. I'm not trying to talk down on you,
Kevin,
but
Joseph, high school referee.
You ever talk to a high school basketball referee?
He's going to hate you, KJ.
Just saying.
He's a high school basketball player.
No, KJ does some higher level.
He does
stuff
college
now.
Level too.
Does yeah.
He does
okay.
D1
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. But you ever talk to your average high school basketball official or umpire?
I was going to say, is a high school basketball ref above or below a high school umpire?
But way above.
Way above.
Umpires are
yeah.
the worst.
Yeah.
The biggest just.
How do you have an ego?
Dude, you know, here's the thing. You get a good umpire, and both, that eases the mood for everybody. Like, if the umpire's calling it right down the middle, and, you know, both coaches are pretty happy with him, parents shut the hell up in the stands because
yeah.
they're not thinking their kid's getting screwed.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, everybody's happy. You get a bad umpire, World War III.
But, and I don't understand this, though. If that happened... I don't understand. Everybody has a number in sports. Everybody.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the things you're supposed to check? Do we have the right guy at the free throw line?
The official even needs to signal to the scorer's table, you know, like.
Yeah, you give the number of the guy that committed the foul.
Right.
But everybody has a number, so you know who was fouled. I don't know. That's just weird.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's
lick it. I don't know if that's disturbing or the fact that there's a Licking High School.
What would be the weirdest mascot they could have?
A tongue. It'd be the tongues. The Licking Tongues. Just a big pink-ass tongue out there on the court.
Is there a cut-and-shoot high school over by where you live, Barry?
You,
what would be the mascot there?
You don't want me to answer that. We'll get some letters. I don't think I can say. I'll definitely get in trouble.
They are the Wildcats.
The Licking Wildcats?
That doesn't sound... scary at all.
Intimidating at all, no.
That's not...
I just imagine one of the big cats, like a large
like
cat,
a
like,
yeah, just
like
licking
grooming
you.
Itself.
Yeah, not scary at all. Speaking of mascots, PETA came out. And after you saw the Bevo Ugga thing, right? where Bevo went after Uga before the UT Georgia game.
Almost got that dog too.
Yeah, he did. It was close. So PETA, after that happens, comes out and releases a statement suggesting that all universities drop the use of live animals as mascots after the whole Bevo Uga incident. And they said that they sent a letter. It says, it's quite possible that Bevo was simply scared by the noise, lights, and chaos in the stadium and tried to flee from the confines of his makeshift pen. But that doesn't change the fact that Uga or any of the humans standing nearby could easily have been trampled and killed. It's also quite possible that Bevo has horns and was trying to get a little stabby with another animal. What are you talking about? Scared? He's got horns. He stabs things. Bevo was not scared of anything. He was in a stabby mood, and Uga was there to be stabbed.
Bevo was ready to roll.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't scared because he walked off like a boss. He probably like pooted one time, like dropped a little deuce.
Yeah.
You know, also, whatever.
Yeah. You want to know who the best taken care of longhorn in the entire world is?
Bevo.
Yeah. You want to know who the best taken care of bulldog in the entire world is?
Uga. Guess what? Lassie dog? Aggies.
They're so mad at you right now.
It's not a Lassie dog. The collie, is that what it is?
They're a collie.
Okay,
yeah.
Did you with the Reveille. Aggies? When Reveille jumps on your bed, you got to sleep on the floor. That's a fact.
Say what?
Like if Reveille's in class because they take her to class.
Yeah, she barks.
If she barks or gets up, class is over. Yeah. Class dismissed. She gets in your bed, you have to let her sleep there. You got to sleep on the floor. I would be out on that.
I'm out on that,
I'd be like, nope, that's just a dog.
Animals in the bed, probably not.
Bevo gets in your bed, you should find a new place to sleep.
You should find a new house.
Yes. You're not sleeping in that bed. Otherwise, yeah.
He's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Schirra. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Schirra.
I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank today. Nick and Barry are here indeed. Having some fun. Just a half hour left in this thing.
Man,
flew by.
It did go really quickly.
I think I'm going to break my... I had a ban on a certain chicken restaurant, and I think I'll be breaking it after the show.
You had a ban?
Yeah, I didn't have a pleasant experience like in the late part of October, early part of November.
Did you get the runs?
And No. They tried to tell me.
You had to two-hand a chicken?
No. Uh-oh. No. They told me that I was limited to the amount of sauces I was allowed. And I said, that's never been the policy here. I would like my sauce, please.
Is this a place where they take the chicken and fillet it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Smooth, wasn't that? That was so smooth.
I was not going to waffle fry about this decision.
Watch out! Oh, man! That one open mic you went to is really paying off.
I did one way back in the day that was much better than the one you saw.
It wasn't even open mic. Well,
yeah, it was kind of.
It was the workshop. It was the workshop. Yeah. I forgive you.
You know what it was? It was bad. It's real bad.
No, I thought you did fine for a workshop. No, yeah. I would tell you if it sucked. Trust me.
I
Nick knows. I would tell you if it sucked.
I kid you not. Way, way back in the day, I went to an open mic and did halfway decent. I'd taken some time and, you know, worked up some courage and did practice a little bit in Lubbock on stuff I wanted to do.
Right.
And I promise you, I told a joke. And 2 weeks later, I heard it on a comedy podcast from someone who was there.
Really?
I'm not naming any names.
Oh, no, you have to name names. No. That's kind of the rule. If someone steals your joke, well, you can't call yourself a comedian or a comic until you start calling people out.
No one's ever paid me
to do
it.
You've been on jokes or you've been on stage and told jokes?
No.
Look, rule number one, if someone steals your bit, you call them out on it.
No, it's all right. It wasn't that good anyway. It was a Pony Express joke.
What?
Know. Yeah, it was Pony Express and Telegraph, and it must have been terrible sexting back in the old day because, you know, you're like,
I had a joke like that.
That feels good. Stop. Don't stop, stop. Wait, you mean stop?
I literally had a joke like that.
See, everybody's had some sort of joke like that. So it's not like, you know.
Well, so there's parallel thought. Mine was about if you had to, like back in the day, how bad would it have been to send nudes via carrier pigeon?
Oh, see, mine was.
Why you? And then you'd have to wait for like 3 days on a roof.
See,
and then you'd be like, "What are you wearing?" And then she just sends back nothing, and you're like, "Oh my god!" Now I got to. You could have sent a picture or something. And
see, mine was sending portraits by Pony Express.
Nice.
And then you just hope that somebody doesn't hack the Pony Express as a Native American
right.
steals them.
See, okay.
You know,
that's a good bit. You should do comedy.
Yeah, well, no, somebody already did it on a podcast.
They stole it from you?
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to tear up that joke because I was going to do it on stage. But if Cody's doing it, then I need to up my game a little bit.
Here's the thing. If I'm doing a joke that you're doing, that's not my fault that it's not good. That's your fault.
That's a valid point there, sir.
People feed you for telling jokes.
That's a valid
point.
People
just walk away from me.
They just ignore you. Like, you know what we call those comics? Smoke break comics. When you got a comic that sucks, you're like, I don't even smoke. I'm going to go outside and smoke right now. This sucks. Yeah, there's plenty of those in the business, for sure.
Oh, man.
Somebody wanted to know, speaking of that, Barry, what happened to your friend who went on America's Got Talent? And Andy Huggins was the quote, friend. And he made it. So he got 3 out of the 4 yeses. The one stupid Spice didn't understand.
Yeah, because she's an idiot.
Yeah. She was like, I don't get his jokes. Like, how do you not understand? It's not like Andy's going out there. He's not Janine Garofalo where you're like, wow, she's really smart and edgy. And I have to think about these jokes. It's jokes. It's one-liners and jokes. It's not. They're funny. I don't know how she didn't get it. I mean, this is one of the jokes. Did you see his performance on America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
One of the jokes she didn't get is when he says, I'm 67 years old. It's great when people offer me their seat. It's great on the bus, a little creepy in the men's room. And she goes, I don't get it. What? And Howie Mandel's losing his mind. Like, what don't you get? I don't get it. So she gives him an X. Everybody else gave him a yes. And then what happens after that is you got to go to a judge's round, which is not aired. And so he didn't make it past the judges round. But then that hillbilly chick that did all the trailer park jokes did. And I'll just tell you right now, I don't even know her name, but I can tell you Andy Huggins is 50 times funnier than that lady. But I'm sure she's a nice lady, and I'm sure she gets her laughs. Huggins would, you put them side by side, I'll take Huggins every day of the week.
You know what I've seen Andy a few different times. You know what I appreciate is like the amount that he puts together.
That's what I'm saying. When you consider that a one-liner comic, so like when I do a 45-minute set, all right, or let's just do even numbers, 30 minutes. When I do a 30-minute set, that might be like 6 bits, all right? And a bit might be 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Like I do my Tornado Alley bit that I have is 6 minutes long. I do the whole Hurricane Harvey bit is almost 5 minutes long. So I'm 11 minutes in, and it's basically 2 jokes. Now, there's a lot of laughs in the bit or the jokes, but Andy's is literally just one every 15,
zing,
10
zing,
seconds.
Zing. You're like,
you think about that. Tell a joke every 10 seconds for 30 minutes.
I can't do anything every 10 seconds for 30 minutes.
The volume of jokes that you have to have, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I would challenge anybody to get more laughs per minute than Andy gets.
And his age to remember them all.
Dude, I have to have my set list on stage. I can't remember. There's no way. He's good about it, though. He's a sharp dude, man.
He was the, because at roasts, they typically have a professional warm the
right.
crowd up so that everyone's like, oh, I already started laughing. He was the professional at a roast that I was at one time.
Uh-huh. Murdered.
Oh my god! Obviously he was the funniest guy on stage that night, but like it was by a wide margin. And I promise you, he did like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Nonstop laughing, and nobody laughed harder the rest of the night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And,
it's,
I mean, let me tell you, there were some good roast jokes that night, but
was there?
You know, Andy was just crushing it.
Oh yeah, he's. I've never seen him really have a bad set ever, and I've been friends with him and doing comedy with him for maybe 4 years now of the five plus that I've been in the business. So he's legit. Somebody just said, hey, Barry, love the show. Just y'all have me laughing right now at work. That's good. That's the whole point. And then I don't understand this. I'm going to take this as a compliment for me.
Okay.
And not Nick.
Okay.
Or Joel. Or who else have you worked with?
On here?
Yeah, everywhere. Oh. AJ, Fred.
Holly, Granado.
Yeah. Somebody just said, this is the best show Cody's ever done.
Oh.
It's because of me.
No.
Cody's like, don't get me in trouble with everybody else. I mean, I'm just saying, it's got to be.
You know what?
It can't be because you're having a good show.
I'm just glad they heard me before.
That's true.
Some people are like, who's this idiot for Joel? Like, Where's Joel? Like, someone has screamed at the radio, where's Joel?
Where's Joel? You think?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
No doubt. No doubt.
I wonder if they scream that when I'm not here.
Nope, nobody does that.
I doubt it.
That's mean. You can't be mean.
No, I was being mean all the time. You can be mean. That's the whole spirit of the show. We're mean.
Oh, okay.
Aren't we?
Cody's like, stop being mean. Stop being mean.
That's funny. That's the whole spirit of the show.
But I am kind of curious, Cody, because I went to that same food restaurant that you're referring to.
Uh-huh.
Where they filet chickens?
And I did, yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't make a request. But you know how this particular spot has an 8-piece or a 12-piece? I went with the 12-piece, and I didn't request a particular number of sauces. I got 3. Is that fair?
That's fair, but when...
They're saying four pieces to every one sauce is basically what they're saying.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's what I get when I go to that place. I get 2 ranch, 2 Polynesian, and 4 honey roasted barbecue.
Do you get anything to eat, or do you just sauces and just...
No, because I like to dip my fries.
I'm on a liquid diet right now.
I like to dip my...
on a sauce diet.
I like to dip my fries and my nuggets, because I got a nugget and a sandwich.
That sounded...
And I like to dip my fries and my... chicken nuggets into the ranch and the Polynesian sauce.
Oh, you double up.
Yeah. Very tasty endeavor.
So what does the Polynesian sauce taste like? I've never had it.
It's halfway between like a Chinese chicken dish sauce and an American barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Like halfway. It's like if like your sweet and sour chicken and your smoky barbecue sauce had a baby.
Ah, that does sound good. Now, do you not like their Chick-fil-A sauce? I mean, their sauce? That's my bad.
I like their honey their honey roasted barbecue sauce.
You don't like the
name sauce, the place
where they fillet the chicken sauce.
Right. I don't like that.
Really?
I like it.
It's good.
I just like the honey roasted.
I'll dip my fries in that.
It's good.
But I also don't double dip like you. It sounds like you have an assembly line. We're putting your food together. Oh, like you're like ranch, Polynesian sauce.
It is.
Dust it with salt.
It is low-key OCD when I go to that place.
Really?
Trey... Take the sauces off, put them over in the corner, the fries go above them, the nuggets go on the top right, and the sandwich sits off the tray because it takes up too much room.
What? You know there are people that are working at the Chick-fil-A like, look at this weirdo. He's like a professional eater.
I bet you they see it all the time.
He's like a professional Chick-fil-A eater. What is he doing?
You know, back at the other place I used to work,
uh-huh.
I used to get out these little, these little Chick-fil-A black cards.
What?
You go in and get whatever you want.
I'm so pissed we're not there. I want a Chick-fil-A black card. Is that like an Amex black card where you just eat whatever you want when you want?
Here's the dirty little secret they don't want to tell you over there. They don't scan it. No way to keep track.
What?
You hit 2 Chick-fil-A's in one day.
We got to get that.
They never gave me one.
Number one station in this city. We need that in our life.
Should have seen it coming. They didn't give me one.
They didn't.
Hey, hold on here.
Wait a minute. Everyone else got one? What do you mean I have a meeting in 30 minutes? I'm not getting. Is this to get a special card?
Yeah. All right. I have a surprise for Nick and Barry and the city of Houston.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to exorcise some demons next.
Uh-oh.
On The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 SportsBet 94.1.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank today. That's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Sciarra. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. What do you guys want? I got to write something for Sports Map for Fred tomorrow. Would you rather key matchups in Colts-Texans, or would you rather bold predictions for Houston sports in 2019?
I would like you to do a breakdown of how you eat chicken wings with one hand. I think that's what the people want.
That's not a bad piece, honestly.
I have tried and tried and tried to get a cooking show on...
Yeah, you've talked about this.
Either our Facebook...
Yeah, why don't you have that?
That I would love to do a cooking show, and we could just get a different host in each week. Like, hey, what's your favorite dish? Okay, let's cook it. Let's chat it up.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. Like, I'm sure you've got some old Laminack family recipes that you'd want to share.
No, we don't cook.
Well, maybe we'll do what's Barry's favorite takeout.
I'll sous vide some steaks. How about that?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do that. Boil some steak.
You know, yeah. We can get Raheel in there cooking whatever Raheel eats. A lot of quinoa.
I'm guessing, yeah. A
lot of quinoa.
Yeah.
Granado can show me how to do like a hot Italian beef sandwich or something.
Granado can cook?
Sure. You don't think he's got some recipe stashed away somewhere?
I wouldn't know.
I would be willing to bet you Granado cannot cook.
That's what I thought.
Or maybe we just make a dish themed off that host. So like,
just be racist.
I'll pour some.
Oh, look, it's Barry the white guy. Here, we made broccoli.
No.
Okay, great.
No, like for Granado, we do...
What are you going to make for Dale?
For Granado, we do beer can chicken.
With
a Coors Light can up its bottom.
Yeah. What are you gonna make for Dale?
I don't know Dale well enough to speculate on what he might like to eat.
Okay, just checking. What are you gonna make for Nick?
I also don't know. Mm-hmm. Something with Jack Daniel's glaze.
Okay.
I'd be okay with
that. You got me on that. Yeah, that wasn't bad. I thought you were saying something like falafel, something like that. No. He said Jack Daniels. He knew exactly right. I figured you were going to make it kind of racial.
No.
I had an idea for a sketch one time that I never pulled this. And I could probably do it here because we have the green screen, but I wanted to do a show called Racial Ray, where it was exactly what we just discussed, where Racial Ray is like, she's kind of an old Southern white chick, and she has people on and doesn't realize she's being racist when she makes food for them. Thought it would have been a good sketch, but yeah, not bad, right?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I need to do that. But it turns out you were already going to do it. So way to go, Cody. But like, Cody spells it with a C, not three K's, right? I don't understand what's going on here right now.
Man, I always get nervous in baseball games when pitchers got three strikeouts.
Yeah.
And none of them are looking.
So please strike somebody else out.
Please be a looking strikeout. Please be a looking strikeout.
Backwards game.
Yeah.
Good. Please. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, you know what? You wouldn't be the first person to accuse me, wrongly, might I add,
okay,
of being KKK Cody.
Really?
Raheel called me Cody the racist intern the first like 2 weeks I was an intern here.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
so the rumors are true.
No, stop. I don't need that.
I'm just kidding.
There's no
way. He's not that racist.
Stop. You're doing it again. Your words hurt.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just playing. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Now, what do you have? What are you going to surprise us with?
Oh, yeah. We got to get to this.
Yeah.
You have it ready to play, Nick? Okay. We're gonna exercise some demons.
What is this?
Well, I'll just let it speak for itself. It's the... Well, when I say the year, you're going to kind of know.
If this is the Oilers fight song?
No, it's the anniversary of something.
Oh, no.
Moon needs 3 yards as the tie grows. It is intercepted. Buffalo has the ball. Nate Oldham. An attempt of 32 yards for the win. It is right down the middle. The Buffalo Bills have engineered an unbelievable wild card come from behind, record-setting wild card playoff victory here at Rich Stadium.
Still makes me sick.
Still, but by
still
the way,
makes me sick.
Can we discuss how that was kind of a bad call? That wasn't the best call. How many times could he have said, like, Bills engineered a wild card engineered comeback.
Wild engineered card engineered.
So 26 years ago today.
Today.
26 years ago today.
Wow.
Who was the quarterback?
Frank
for the
Wright.
Bills. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who did the Texans play on Saturday? The
Colts.
Coached by?
Frank Reich.
That SOB.
Man.
Let's exercise.
Could you imagine?
Exercise some demons this weekend.
I would. That would be nice. But could you imagine the meltdown in this city? I would just come to work on Monday and laugh if the same or something similar were to happen again. And look, it's not the craziest thing in the world, Cody. Andrew Luck has been known for comebacks. And as good as this Texans team plays on defense, and maybe they get out, Deshaun Watson gets a little crazy, and they get up a couple touchdowns, and they get a lead. It's not out of the realm of possibility that it happens again.
A few years ago.
I'm not saying 35-3.
A few years ago in the playoffs, it was Kansas City that he went and got.
Yep.
And then this year, the Texans had an 18-point lead in the second half
on
Andrew Luck. And then they went to overtime.
Yeah, Frank Reich's, Frank Reich'd it.
The Texans escaped that with a win.
That's a scary proposition.
I don't know if me talking about it and the anniversary brings the mojo into it or like
tries, takes it away.
You know, like sets it up to be exercised.
I don't know.
You know what would be better? Is a 35-3 Frank Reich lead. And then Deshaun Watson does it.
Or if you just win 35-3, hold the lead. Don't give it up.
Yes.
Right?
35-3, Luck's like on the goal line and throws one to Clowney and Clowney takes it to the house.
Yes.
Like, oh, that'd be, there you go.
Yes, I like it.
Now we're really exercising some demons. Yeah, you're a regular old priest over here, Gary.
I like it. God, I can't believe that was 26 years ago. Still the biggest comeback in my mind. I mean, I know there was the Falcons and whatnot, but from a Houstonian perspective... That one hurt. I don't know that there's ever been a tougher loss in this city than that. I mean, now, I was here for the catch, no catch, Mike Renfro in the back of the end zone versus the Steelers. I was alive for that. I remember that. I remember my parents losing their mind. And I think that was 79 or 80.
Right, right.
But that still ranks as the worst.
I know we get the, I mean, Deshaun Watson wore the moon throwback.
Right.
Can we get like... I don't know who's the. Can we get one of the other wide receivers, not DeAndre, but one of the other wideouts? Can we just get them to wear a Renfro throwback in?
Would be nice.
Yeah, get a little.
That would be
get
dope.
A mojo going.
Right. Know? Yeah, we need that. We really need that. The one thing they shouldn't do, and because I thought you were going to say maybe to exercise all the demons is maybe wear the Letterman jacket, Oilers.
No.
And everybody's either number 35 or number 3. Just get rid of all of it. Just get it all out. All in one shot.
Yeah.
Renfro on the back, 35 from the front, 3 on the back. Like, just Letterman jacket. Just get it all out of there.
A dummy with Frank Reich's face on it.
The Minute Maid Park with the White Sox logo and the roof closed. All that. Just get it all out. One on one jacket.
I still hate the damn White Sox.
God,
I do too. Scott freaking Podsednik.
Wasn't Blummer on that team?
Blummer was on that team. Ugh,
friend of the show, but boy, not at the time. Mm.
I despise Jeff Blum after that series.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, who you got? You're not here tomorrow, unfortunately. Who do you have? How do you see it going real quick? Give us one.
I do not see how the Texans are slowing down the Colts. Dontrell Inman's going to play. He didn't play in the last game. I don't see how they slow down the Colts enough to win this one. I guess Colts close late.
Okay.
Colts close late.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see how they're stopping Luck and company. They haven't stopped them at all yet. They've been outplayed for 7 of the 8 quarters, basically.
Well, I mean,
6 of the 8
quarters. Score-wise, 54-54, but you're right. What matters is they're 1-1.
Yep.
And they got lucky in that first win.
Yep.
In the OT. So, man, thank you so much for doing the show,
this
dude.
Been
this
fun.
Was fun.
Thanks
it
for
flew
having
by.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I get to do the big outro, too.
Does yeah, this is all you. I don't know, does he?
I don't know.
He just says the blitz is next.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, he's Barry Lamanac. He's Nick Schirrer. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank. This has been The Usual Suspects. Catch you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The blitz is next.
This is?
It's the greatest show in whatever
known,
friend says.
Yeah.
That, in the known universe.
There you go.
It's next on ESPN 975 and Sportsman 94.1.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.